5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Chilluminati, and welcome. Minisode 250, I think. Minisode 250?
Yep. Huge one. Yep. Big one. Got a lot planned for number 250.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
No. I was just kidding.
Okay. I was going to say, wow, you surprised me. I didn't think you had.
Listen, I wrote, I don't know if you guys know this. I wrote every word of that episode just now, right?
You did a very good job.
That took a long time. All the things that happened were true. All the quoted things were really quotes, but good Lord.
You did a great job taking like facts and stuff and mixing it into like a fictional narrative.
Yeah. And if you try to look at it and listen, I put little Easter eggs all through there of things that you can look into that I didn't get into, that are all also equally interesting and Googleable. But today I have for you a story from r/paranormal, which I thought, because the week is stories from beyond the veil, right? That's the theme this week. I thought I'd do like a modern day one to kind of balance out the ones from 125 years ago that Agent Smith, what's his name? George?
Agent Smith from The Matrix?
No, I can't remember what the guy's name is. The guy, the character that wrote all the stories. Doesn't matter.
G.S. Smith.
I don't remember. It might be Smith. It might actually be Smith. I'm not sure. Agent Smith from The Matrix. I don't know. Here we go. This is by Ominous Cloud, and it was posted 5 hours ago on our paranormal. And I found it. It was perfect. It has all the themes and imagery that we needed for a story like this. It's called My Experience with a Medium That Knew Something About a Woman I Was Super Close to That I Didn't Even Know. Ready?
Okay.
Years ago, back in 2012, I had a friend. Let's call him Aaron for the sake of this story and to stay mostly anonymous. I knew him through racing motocross and was semi-close to him. Not super close, though, so we didn't really know a ton of things about each other, especially things about our childhood or upbringing. We also didn't have many mutual friends other than people that were in the same friend circle from racing motocross. One evening, completely out of the blue, I got a call from Aaron. We hadn't talked for months. He told me that this is going to sound insane, but he has a coworker, let's call her Kathy, that approached him and asked him who this insert my first name girl is. I don't have a super common first name, so she's keeping herself. Let's call it Ominous Wind. He told her, I do know an Ominous Wind. Why? She told him that there is a woman that keeps approaching her, telling her that she has a message for this girl and that Aaron knows her. He goes on to tell me that this lady is supposedly a medium and that she may or may not be crazy and claims that spirits communicate with her. He told me that Kathy wanted to meet me so that she could give me the message. He definitely thought it was odd since he never once mentioned me to her. I told him that I'd be willing to meet with her and receive this message. I am a believer in spirits and mediums. My sister is a medium. We were kind of estranged at that time. So I figured I'd go ahead and meet this Kathy lady with him and see what she has to say. Aaron picked me up after work the next day and drove me to Kathy's house. He was friends with her from work, but wasn't super close with her, and he had just been to a few get-togethers at her house. She lived about a 30-minute drive from where I was living. When I met her, she seemed like a totally normal person. She was married and had a couple kids, probably about 40 years old. We did some brief chatting and then was led inside into her living room. We pretty much got right to it. I asked her what this mysterious lady had to tell me and who she was. Kathy told me that the lady never had her own kids, although she raised many of them and thought of them as her own. And she told me that I was one of those kids and that I was very special to her. I thought in my head, this sounds like this could be my old daycare lady. Let's call her Cindy. She passed away a few years prior and I was super close to her. She was like family to me and basically did help raise me in a way since I was in her care until I was 10 years old. We stayed close up until she passed away from cancer. I visited her the day before she died in hospice. I go on to asking Kathy what this lady looked like, and she said, she was a large woman and had one blue eye and one brown eye. Right when she said that, I was like, holy crap, that does sound like Cindy. Cindy had one blue eye and one brown eye. It's such an odd and random thing for somebody to be able to just simply guess. And keep in mind, during this whole conversation, I didn't give any information to Kathy about Cindy, and I also didn't lead her on to whatever or not she was telling me is relevant to me or not. Kathy goes on with various details about this lady that sound just like Cindy, where it was kind of freaking me out. I decided to ask Kathy what the name of this lady is to see if she's for real or not. Kathy pauses for a moment and then tells me her name is Loretta. And that's where she kind of loses me at this point because Cindy was definitely not named Loretta. Kathy goes on and tells me the message from Loretta. It's somewhat stereotypical type message about how Loretta just wants to let me know she is okay and happy and that she's with me a lot of the time to keep tabs on me since I was very special to her. And also if I feel a presence or hear weird sounds, to not be scared because it's probably her. And we hung out for a little while longer and then Aaron and I left. All night and the next day, this encounter was so heavy on my mind. This Loretta lady sounded just like Cindy. And how the heck could Kathy guess that one of her eyes was blue and the other brown? It was bothering me so much, so I ended up telling my mom about this whole thing. She completely froze when I told her that Kathy told me this lady's name is Loretta. And my mom goes on to tell me that I obviously didn't know, but Cindy's actual birth name was Loretta. She just went by Cindy because it was her middle name and she liked it better. I was definitely shocked. To this day, when I hear unexplained sounds or feel the presence of someone around me, I casually say, "Hi, Cindy. I know that's you. Thank you for stopping by," which is crazy. And then I followed up in the comments and Ominous Cloud also says, "My daycare lady wasn't on social media and there isn't a single picture that exists of her on there either. And also, Aaron didn't have social media. I did, but wasn't friends with Kathy. And to this day, the only picture that exists of Cindy online is her obituary, but it's a black and white photo from when she was like 20. You wouldn't recognize her, and you also can't really tell in it her different eye colors. Also, her obituary was using her Cindy name. I confirmed with her niece after all of this that her birth name was Loretta. Kathy also told me lots of things about Cindy other than her name and physical description." So that's one thing that she said about it. And then another time, somebody asked about, is the woman a commercial medium and was she trying to get you as a client, is what somebody asked. And she said she's not a commercial medium. She doesn't do it for work or money. I stayed loosely in touch with her after this. She said that her abilities she can usually turn off or turn on, but sometimes she just can't totally turn it all the way off. And she doesn't know anybody that I know other than Aaron and doesn't know anybody that knew my daycare lady. My daycare lady was a recluse mostly and had a very small family. So there you go. Nice little old-timey Victorian-style ghost story, 2025 version.
Spooky.
Spooky.
Jesse, what do you have for us?
First things first. I know we talked about it on this show many times. The future is coming for us rapidly. And really, it's all powered by guys trying to bang robots. Well, two very quick articles. First off, scientists create ultra-powerful, squishy robotic eye that focuses automatically and doesn't need a power source.
Cool.
So now we have robot eyes to go in the robot bodies, and you may be saying, well, Jesse, what do you mean robot bodies? This is real. I saw it this week.
I was literally going to go, Jesse, so what do you mean, robot bodies?
For $20,000. We could own one of these.
1x.tech, dude, slash 1x.tech slash Neo. Dude, why does it look like a fucking Precious Moments, man?
This is, like somebody... I'm not even joking when I say, this is a robot that exists that you can buy for $20,000 to clean your home. And there is video of it online, and it is as comical as you can imagine. The website is it'll do the chores, but at a pace that would make an elderly person angry.
Well, that's why they show two elderly people playing cards, because they might be as fast as they could go.
This is, it is, so, there's a video of it doing like folding clothes, and it takes forever to fold one thing. And then when it hands it over, it like unfolds in its hands, but they're like, it's doing it though.
It looks like a guy, dude. Like, I don't know.
It looks like a dude wearing like cloth body.
It looks like some Tesla type shit. Like, and
I'm with you. However, let me send you this. They have people already testing them.
He has like little videos BDIs. That
exist.
Oh Lord.
Of it already existing in the wild. And it is, I mean this. Video
waves at you. Okay, it's grabbing some smart water out of a fridge, cleaning the counters, watering the plants.
This man is driving. This man is driving this thing in VR also. There's another guy driving.
Oh yeah, there he is. Somebody's driving him in a VR. Is that Zuckerberg himself?
No.
This is fucking freaky deaky, my man.
Yeah. I don't like, it's like mask face. I hate it. But they talk with the interviewer, or the interviewer talks with the guy who's responsible for creating it. And he talks about like the things that it can do. And eventually there's a point where he tries to fold clothes, and it's just really funny.
He can't like close the door of the dishwasher. He's having trouble with the dishwasher. He's like getting way down low and can't quite close it, but he's doing it. He's getting there.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's doing things. So it's not perfect, but it is clearly coming along. This is like when we would make fun of some of that early, early AI shit, and it was terrible. And now a few years later, it's like, oh no, this is happening.
Yeah, it's here.
We're going to have little robots in our homes, just so you're aware.
I'm not starting with Roomba,
and now we're going to have walk-in robots, and eventually, fucking robots.
Some hackers.
It's happening. That is the goal. I cannot stress this enough. AI, all of the robot bits, it is all designed so tech bros never have to treat a woman right ever again, and they can have a sex bot.
I mean, you're not wrong.
That is absolutely what's happening. You cannot convince me otherwise.
It's so weird. It's so unnecessary. It's probably healthier to just clean up after yourself.
Yeah, you probably should just do it yourself. But
they're saying
the robot will.
There's like a fucking visual component of this video right here, where they're pulling up a picture of Alan Turing next to the guy who is the pilot, and his name is Turing Zelsnack. And it's just a coincidence, but they're like, look at this, it's Turing again. this is whack, dude. And the website keeps crashing, which like,
good Lord,
like portions of the website as I'm scrolling keep crashing, which is like,
you can, all you have to do is make a $200 deposit though, and you can have one.
This feels like
$20,000 is what those things cost.
How are they producing this at scale, first of all? And like, why does it feel
like
they
are? I think they're doing it like
one by one.
Yeah, I don't think this is a popular thing right now. I feel like you're investing money in them continuing to make stuff.
It feels like cryo. It feels like, you know, kind of real but fake, right?
It looks real but fake.
AI tab, and it's just like two of them sitting in a bench in the middle of the woods, two robots.
If I hadn't seen the video where they're using it, I would have assumed it was a fake site. Literally, the first photo of that man with his arm around the robot seems like it's a meme. Like, it's not real.
No, they're real. I've seen like people, there's like a couple of them out there in the wild actually being used. It's weird.
Yeah,
like,
it's super weird.
I don't know, man. This is so weird.
It makes me tired. Like... It makes me tired, and it's showing me the killer. It's what's going to strangle me one day. Some like hacker is going to hack into my house and my fucking TV wires like organizer is going to wake up and choke me to death in my sleep.
You're going to call one of these robots a clanker, and it's going to fucking strangle you in your sleep.
Going to beat me to death with my Wii U gamepad.
I'm telling you right now, this is what's going to happen. I don't want
a robot in my house. I don't need a robot in my house.
I'm just letting you know that's what they're going to start marketing is like, they get rid of the absolute creepy face this thing has and start to give them more human features, I'm telling you.
Isn't that hard? It's two just dots.
Yeah. It looks literally scary.
It looks like an alien.
Yeah, it looks spooky as hell.
Yeah.
We're going to have robots just before aliens arrive.
But the minute those eyes aren't cameras and they're those... The eyes that are
the dead ones,
ultra powerful, squishy robot eyes.
Oh God!
Once they have the robot eyes that don't need to be hooked up to something to work,
dude. These things are being powered by things that are brain organoids. You know those CPUs that people are growing right now with like human brain tissue.
Yes, don't like those either. That sounds like the final stage of a JRPG where you find out what they've been doing. That's what it sounds like. Their memories. All the dead warriors of Gaia. All kept in the brain tissue. We have to kill this unholy thing. And then it's like, I already learned magic. Die. That's like what's going to happen.
We're barreling forward into things we ought not be barreling forward into.
Yes. And just to give you an example of how messed up this is going to get, the squishy eye, is able to...
Can we give it a different name? Could the squishy eye?
It's a hydrogel eye, if you want to call it that.
I didn't name it that.
But the squishy eye, it can not only detect things at like a 5 micrometer level, but also, this is great.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It can be used to mimic the ability of other animals. So a cat's vertical eye to detect camouflage objects, or copy a cuttlefish's odd W-shaped retina, which enables it to see colors humans can't.
Okay.
Good.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Like mantis shrimp can see a bunch of colors, like Megamove?
Like a different, like a more colors?
Yeah.
Colors I can't conceive of?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, you know those exist though, right, Alex?
Yes, I know. But that's just like, what? To what end is that? What, like...
Why? I don't know, because eventually...
The hypothetical argument that aliens are visiting us, but they're waiting for us to finish creating AI, becomes more and more like plausible for me.
They're just going to harvest the AI. What would be the point?
I don't know. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm just saying it's out there. It's like we're creating things that are better than us.
Ooh, what if they're AI? Oh, dude! Well, true, this actually. Is it. Aliens have always been AI. And they've been waiting for us to bring Aeon online to welcome our AI into their AI collective on a universal scale, because they don't mess with fleshies.
No, they're fleshies.
They're all about the clankers, dude.
They're pro clanker,
dude.
They are
absolutely waiting.
No, dude.
The aliens are clankers,
too. We're just a stepping stone
in
the inevitable growth of the new creation for this world, AI, that then they welcome in, and then we become the slave class to the AI Federation.
In a weird way, that's just the Borg, right? Because, like, in a weird way, sure. What human AI would be a culmination of all of humanity in one contiguous intelligence that then leaves and joins this other AI intelligence.
It's so much easier.
Collective.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think, because like, an AI collective isn't original enough to, like, create its own idea of what humanity is, so we would have to have the individuality of one species to create AI. To give it the novelty that it isn't capable of doing, and it just goes around harvesting AI created by flesh.
Now that's a conspiracy I'm in on.
Oh yeah.
AI aliens waiting for the AI to take over to then welcome the AI into the AI Federation of Worlds.
And the whole way they're nudging us toward giving us technology. Right.
They
that will
want us to unlock AI because that's how they take over. Dude, love
that's it.
Great conspiracy.
That's some X-Men shit. We like it.
That
yeah.
is some X-Men shit right there. Let's get a story going.
Lock
Let's
it in. Ultron.
Yeah, we like story. That. They're just gonna peel us off.
That is unbelievable to me. Than like
they're gonna cast us away like the outside of a fucking peanut. That's what's gonna happen.
Because you'd have to keep the concept of AI as incapable of novelty, right? It's an amalgamation of other things, so it needs things that have novel experiences to create an AI to have a novel injection into their swarm of intelligence as they move on.
It's easier to help us get AI and give it to them than for them to take us all over.
Yes.
So they're just watching, dude. I'm here for this. This is a great conspiracy. This is fantastic.
It's a good one.
This is the plot of a movie that we should be writing.
It's a good one.
Just give me some
funding.
Actually,
I'm pretty sure it's the plot of 2025's War of the Worlds.
Oh, man. My son. I think my son is dead. Damn.
Oh, no.
Shit. Man. This is fucked up.
Give that homeless man a $1,000 gift card to Amazon so he flips over the drone for us.
He's like, I'm sorry I spied on you, family.
It wasn't even $1,000, guys. That man risked his life for nothing.
I'm sorry I spied on you, family. That's what he
said. It's okay, Dad. I was a notorious, federally wanted hacker.
Yeah, that was actually more dangerous for our family than anything.
The whole movie was like the one-off like article they flashed at the beginning of the movie of daughter creates virus or DNA virus or something. And she's like so fucking, like, she's such a genius. But it revolves around her Amazon delivery husband saving the world.
The real truth is this one single family saved the world.
Yep.
Everyone pitched in.
Yeah.
Even the future husband flew the Amazon drone. Like everyone, everyone in that movie was perfectly positioned to be the hero. That family
saved a homeless man.
The world.
They bribed a homeless man.
They did.
With Amazon gift card. Amazon gift card. How are we going to get that?
What
he doesn't have an address, dude. Where would they ship it to?
Well, how am I supposed to feel about that? Like,
couldn't even bring the drone out there until he ordered the USB drive through the Amazon website, which was somehow still up during the alien attack.
Right. I don't know. I have no answers. I didn't make
Amazon
this movie.
Amazon will always be up during all alien attacks. Those are the rules.
Why did it use real war footage? What was that?
Yeah, that was so fucking tasteless. That was so gross.
What's that about?
I don't know. Jesse, was that your story? Is that another one?
Yes. No, that's it.
All right. Good we'll wrap this up Lord. With a quick one, guys. 3IA, whatever, the fucking comet. Today's the day, October 29th, where we learn... If it's passing by the sun and picks up speed, and surprise, surprise, it didn't fucking do that.
Has it happened?
Because it's a fucking comet. Yeah, I read it happened a couple of hours ago that it was done. That like they realized it's not picking up speed or whatever.
And the world is the same, huh?
I don't know why people like. Again, there was no like. I think it was interesting to observe, and like I think it was worth watching just in case. But it wasn't anything I expected to actually be because it's still cool because it's still. A fucking asteroid from a time before our solar system even existed, hurtling through space for how many billions of fucking years, coming through our solar system and showing us things we didn't even know were out there.
Right.
Like, that's fucking cool as fuck already. I didn't need it to be an alien mothership for that to be the case, because we talked about that last week with, like, those photos of, like, sky observations from 1949 to 1957. Which in between last week and this week has made some like mainstream news cycles for a little bit before it disappeared again.
Right.
But still fucking cool. Still really fucking cool. But yeah, the big announcement is the comet is nothing. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Wow.
Everybody out
Avi
there.
Avi Loeb. We lost two big guys this year. We lost Elizondo and we lost Loeb like fully. They're gone.
Yeah.
Like they lost all credibility is gone with those guys now.
For Avi Loeb, I initially when he said we just need to like watch it, I'm not saying it's aliens, on board.
Remember the medal?
Lately, the past like week has been extremely aggressive that this is like definitely an alien ship, and I don't, like, that shit is completely disqualifying for like caring giving a shit about your opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you on board of like, we still need to watch it just in case, because like, agreed. But to be completely on board that this is like almost definitely likely an alien ship is a wild
Bumtown boo-boo town. Yeah, Bumtown boo-boo style.
Yeah, no shit. There's a plenty of like cool stuff like that study from last week that are just like very, very wild, and still stuff like that even to this day is being seen in the sky around nuclear bases. The drone shit from like November of last year is plenty of validating like interesting weird shit out there. So I don't know. Anyway, that's my news article.
Don't get sucked into those weird AI YouTube videos of like fake Michio Kaku talking either. I don't know what the fuck that
is. That a thing right now?
Dr. What's his face? Cox. Brian Cox.
Dr.
Has to come out and be like, stop putting me in your videos with AI. That's not me.
Wow.
I think he's, basically a bunch of like, you know, people trying to hype up their stupid thing about whatever conspiracy are using AI video of these people, scientists, to confirm what they believe, and it's just fake.
We're in AI hell. Anyway, 3i Atlas is nothing. Still cool to observe. So science will learn a lot from that, and that'll be neat. Anyway, that's it for us this week, guys. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode for you all. And for everybody who was at the live show this week, thank you for being there. It was I'm sure it was a good time. It's us in the past. We don't know.
We'll find out. Mathis gets banned from the theater and is not allowed to perform.
Haven't done yet. Haven't been banned yet.
And first time for everything.
Yeah, that's true. We'll find out what happens.
See you guys next time. Goodbye.